Mike Mox Dancer at WKLO with Rusty Rogers. Good afternoon. If you're driving, drive carefully, please. You know, I guess it was Wednesday night that Billy Carter went into the Long Beach, California Navy Hospital for detoxification. See, he normally, being a private citizen, he wouldn't have been able to get into that hospital. But since he had some pull in the White House, he got in there. I was just kind of curious as to how he was doing. I was just talking to Jim Jensen in the newsroom, and Jim says he hadn't heard a word about him. So we're probably going to have to call out there a little bit later on this afternoon and see if we can find out how Brother Billy is doing. Thank you, Bill. You know, about Wednesday or so, Billy Carter, the president's brother, was admitted to Long Beach, California's Navy Hospital for detoxification. Now, you have to have some mighty powerful friends to get in that hospital, and we're going to try to call and see how he's doing, because we've heard virtually no word whatsoever on his condition. So about 2 minutes, we're going to call him and see if we can't find out how he's doing. We can talk to him. Who knows?
KLO.
As I said earlier this week, about Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, Billy Carter was admitted to Long Beach, California's Naval Hospital for detoxification. So what we're doing right now is dialing the telephone. I have changed my... It's answering.
Public Affairs, Chief Garmin, may I help you?
Dr. Posh, please.
Who's calling, please?
This is none of your business. I'd like to speak with Dr. Posh, please.
Well, I'm not transferring the call to Dr. Posh.
Well, perhaps you could transfer me to my brother's room.
Pardon me?
Perhaps you could transfer me to my brother's room. This is long distance, sir. I'm calling for Billy Carter.
And you won't tell me your name, and you want me to transfer him to your room?
This is his brother.
And your name, sir?
Jimmy.
One moment.
Thank you.
We are awaiting the arrival of the person to answer the phone here, because we're trying to call Billy Carter to find out how he's doing in the hospital. He may be ill. Then again, he may not be ill. Mentally, we know he's ill. Other than that, who knows? So stand by.
Sir, this is Lieutenant Harris from the Public Affairs Office. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. This is Jimmy Carter. I was calling to find out about my brother, Billy.
Okay, sir. Let me take your name and number, and we'll have him get back to you.
Well, I'm calling from overseas. I'm in Egypt right now.
Okay, well, we'll be more than happy to take your name and number and get the message up there.
Okay, well, this is his brother, Jimmy.
Okay.
We're just trying to call to find out how he's doing as far as his recuperation period's going.
What number can you be reached at?
Well, you can probably reach me through the White House. They would know where I'd be.
Okey-doke.
All right. I was just calling to, I'm very concerned about it. I was just wondering if he was detoxified yet or not.
I can understand your concern, sir, and I assure you that we'll have...
But have you got him sobered up yet? That's what we're trying to find out.
I can assure you that we'll have your brother get in contact with you.
All right. In other words, you're still drinking, right?
Oh, sir, I'm giving you no information whatsoever.
Oh.
Okay.
Very well, sir. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Lieutenant Harris.
Lieutenant Harris.
Harrison.
Harrison?
Yes, I'm the public affairs officer here at the Naval Hospital in Long Beach.
All right, Lieutenant Harrison.
We'll be more than happy to have your brother get in touch with you.
I'm sure you will, sir. I hope you like the prefix of private. How does that sound, Lieutenant Harrison?
Thank you very much, sir.
You can't tell me whether he's detoxified or not yet?
Okay, sir. Over the phone, I honestly don't know who you are, okay? And I'm not trying to be discourteous whatsoever, but we do not release confidential medical information about our patients to anyone, okay?
Even his brother.
You know, I don't...
Sir, I'm the President of the United States, and, I can't be more formal than that.
Well, sir, I don't know that over the phone. I hope you understand my position.
Well, Lieutenant Harrison, I suppose we can let it pass this time. Just do me one favor. If Billy doesn't get sobered up by the end of the day, would you have him put to sleep, please?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Al Stewart, Song on the Radio at WKLO with Rusty Rogers. Good afternoon. 434 backwards, of course, it's 434. $577.71 currently in the cash call. We will be attacking Ma Bell's workings within a matter of moments. If we happen to call you and you know the exact amount of cash that we got stashed away in our cash call, it belongs to you. $577.71. That's the new amount in the cash call jackpot. excuse me, I have to answer the phone.
Hello?
Hello, WKLO, yeah?
Yeah, it's me again. How come you ain't calling me no more yet?
You mean for the cash call? For that?
No, see, man, I need the money real bad, man.
You do?
No,
for
really?
What?
Do.
Yeah, sure,
see,
man.
I just want you to call me because I need the money real bad, okay?
For what, man? What do you need the money for?
See, would you believe I need the money to pay my income taxes?
Sure, I believe
oh, you,
that.
You
yeah.
believe that?
Yeah.
You gotta buy anything. Okay.
Hey, now I wouldn't
no,
buy anything.
Really, man,
right?
I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
You're
I don't
not?
Need
okay.
the money to pay my income taxes.
What do you want
no,
it for then?
No,
because
see, I cheat the government.
You cheat the government.
I cheat the government every year, man.
Every year.
I pay income taxes in 5 years, man.
That sounds like me.
No. I was kind of curious, man, because see, like, see my new, my heavy chubby, man, it needs
yeah.
some dingle balls.
They need some
yeah.
what?
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
How much did you say you got in the cash call again?
570. What?
What? How much? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Minute.
You ready?
Let me go. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, look, man, I'm
wait,
man,
that,
what is it?
Doctor?
Sir?
Never mind. I want you having a pencil. I need an ink pad, okay? How much you got?
570.
Wait a minute, man. The pencil.
What is it? Look, sir, I'm
wait,
look, I can't do this.
Okay, how much?
I'm not talking.
Hello?
Nope.
Hello? Where'd you go? You hung up on me. I'm disgusted, man.
Hung up? Okay, he's done. $577.71 on the cash call. We will be placing a call within the hour. If we call you and you know the exact amount of money, it all belongs to you. 577-71 in the KLO cash call. Great shows on TV tonight. For instance, at 8 o'clock on Channel 3, well, John Huston and Shelley Winters in Tentacles. An 80-foot octopus goes on a rampage near a California beach town after being provoked by an oceanographer's undersea activity. How do you provoke an 80-foot octopus?
This just in.
Thank you. You're welcome. Southbound I-65 traffic beginning to tighten up at the Horse Barns continues up to the Watterson. The only real major delay other than southbound Dixie traffic is from the Watterson to Rockford Lane. Then you have your regular delays from Dixie Matter Highway all the way out to Greenwood Road. If you're driving this afternoon, drive carefully, please. We'll check the Environet weather right after this. Traffic is tragedy this afternoon. Eastbound on the Watterson, traffic heavy now. Just east of Papa Level Road, down to Taylor's Road, Bardstown Road, traffic southbound. Slow moving, approaching Goldsmith Lane, Bashford Manor Lane, and continuing slow to Breckenridge Lane. Traffic southbound Newburgh Road, heavy approaching the Watterson, and moving down to Bishop's Lane. If you're driving this afternoon, drive carefully, all right? Please, thank you very much.
Spaghetti Junction will not function.
Now, you can learn in the privacy of your own home the art of driving. That's right, you can learn to drive in your home with the Rusty Rogers Learn to Drive at Home Correspondence Course. Now, if you've tried to learn to drive with the aid of friends and family and you failed, well, friends, this is your lucky day. In 7 days, you'll be out on the road in traffic and driving as well, if not better, than other drivers with more experience. You're asking yourself, how can this be? Well, it's quite simple. With the Rusty Rogers Learn to Drive at Home Correspondence Course Kit, you'll receive a steering wheel and a chair. Act now and you'll receive, as a special bonus offer, the Rusty Rogers Book of Vulgar Driver Insults, which includes the simple phrases such as, where in the hell did you learn to drive, Sears and Roebuck, and it's not getting any greener, and more. So, if you want to drive, and you want to drive now, hurry. Send $164.39 to Drive, Box CAR, Detroit, Ohio, or call 555-7321. The number again, 754-3215. The offer expires tomorrow. I can't recall, but did the Wicked Witch of the West ever eat Toto? You know, the dog involved in the Wizard of Oz?
Take this radio station.
Not, you don't, no, you can't do that. Thank you. Traffic-wise this afternoon, I-65, pretty light today. The only real delay is the final three blocks approaching the outer loop, and you've got a two-block delay heading eastbound on the outer loop approaching the turnpike. Southbound traffic, a new cut road, heavy moving from Paletka over to 3rd Street. Traffic eastbound on I-64, heavy at the Hurstbourne Lane exit ramp. If you're driving this afternoon,
I'm so sorry, but there's nothing in the world that I can do about it.
Unless, of course, you'd like to give me your car. Then I'll keep it and I'll sell it and make a profit on it, bro. Unless you owe money on it, I don't want it. Of course, if it's paid off, I'll take it. I'll take anything for money. Gordon Lightfoot for you, WKLO with Rusty inside the radio. Good afternoon. I'm sorry, I was trying to read the general sales manager's handwriting. It's impossible. He writes like Porky the Pig smells. Man, he really does. He couldn't even write his name, I don't think. John Kennedy. Whatever. WKLO with Rusty Rogers. Good afternoon. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do here.
You see, because I have lost myself in the thrill of this afternoon.
Now, of course, I'm assuming that you, being the wise person that you are, Well, maybe it's not so wise that you bought a Saturday Scene, but if you did so happen to purchase a Saturday Scene magazine, you went through the TV guides, and you noticed that there were all kinds of spectacular disc jockey faces involved. I mean, everyone around here was gloating over their pictures today. I mean, Rip Reinhardt, I should say, was talking about his non-hairy look, and Don Schaefer was talking about his finger stuck in his ear, and Gary Major was talking about how sexy he looked, and you're not allowed to talk like that about my boss. You're just not allowed to. Art Hornberger, the Environet meteorologist, says clear skies tonight, kind of cold, down to 12. Sunshine, cloudy later tomorrow. A good chance of some snow, maybe mixed with some rain, with a high tomorrow of 34. Right now, 21 degrees at Radio Louisville, WKLO.